This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Sports Radio 94 WIP. I'm Vince Quinn with you here. And joining me, we have a very special guest because I was online. I was on Twitter. I saw something that stopped me dead in my tracks. And it's called The Block from Nerd Street Gamers. So joining me to talk about it is Pete Powell from Nerd Street Gamers. Pete, how's it going?
Good, Vince. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, I'm happy to have you on because, again, I saw this thing and I was just flat out stunned. And so you've got this big operation and all this cool stuff that seems to be going into it. And I want to get to that in a minute. But first, obviously, this is esports related, what you're doing here. And there's a lot of people that have heard about esports. They don't know exactly what it is or how big it is. So if you could just kind of explain what really esports is about these days.
Sure. No, totally understand. And you're right. There are still quite a few people out there that don't really understand the whole esports thing. But really what it comes down to is it's video games, right? But with a competitive twist. It's competitive gaming. So what we like to do, and I know it's kind of translating more and more nowadays, is compare the parallels to traditional sports, to baseball, basketball, football, and think about how many gamers there are out there, which, you know, I know that everybody out there knows what video games are, but when you think about now, really more than ever, how many people are playing video games, you know, it's three out of every four households in America have what they would consider a gamer in them. So, you know, we are looking at this as obviously the video game industry is massive. But the esports or the competitive gaming industry is just a really, really small percentage of that. So when you think about how many people enjoy playing video games with their buddies, very, very few of them actually consider themselves competitive gamers. And, you know, one of the things that I think, you know, has become more apparent than ever, you know, we knew video games were extremely popular, but over the course of the last 6 months or so during COVID, you know, we're all inside, we're all at home a lot more, and what are we doing? We're playing video games.
Yeah.
You know, and thankfully, you know, we've had live sports come back recently, which has been great. You know, but certainly for a time there, you know, video games were filling the void. So one of the things that we're trying to do here is turn people on to more of the competitive gaming side of things. And you know, I just look at it, Vince, like, I guess the easiest way to say it is that, you know, to this point, esports has been kind of seen as an activity in a lot of ways of privilege, you know. So because when you think about it, competitive gamers play on these PC setups that run anywhere between $3,000 and $5,000 each, right?
Oh, my,
so we're
yeah,
talking
wow.
A pretty expensive endeavor, yeah. And obviously, you know, not everybody, mom and dad, necessarily can't afford to spend that kind of money to have their son or daughter game. So, you know, I always compare, you know, the parallel to, you know, ice hockey and thinking about, you know, think about for a second, if ice hockey was the most popular sport in America, and I certainly know it's not, but if it was, but you didn't have the infrastructure in place, you didn't have, you know, the rinks, you didn't have somebody to purchase the really expensive equipment that comes with playing hockey, you wouldn't obviously have many, many ice hockey players. You wouldn't have many kids growing up that, you know, want to be future stars in the NHL. Well, it's the same type of thing with esports. We don't have the infrastructure in place now to provide opportunity to these kids. We don't have the ice rinks for them to go to compete. We don't, obviously a lot of them don't have or can't afford the high-end equipment to compete. So that's really, you know, the mission behind what we're trying to do at Nerd Street.
Yeah, so now you've got this massive facility, right? You guys just announced this thing called The Block, and as I saw it described in the video, it's the world's first dedicated esports campus. So what is that exactly? Like, for the people, like, I think I know, but I don't exactly know. What does that mean, Pete?
Sure. So I guess I'll start with just what the name it means, because a lot of people have been asking about it. Like, oh, that's a pretty cool name, but how'd you come up with it? Well, it's really a couple things. First is, you know, we're Nerd Street Gamers. We started on North 3rd Street in Northern Liberties, which AKA became Nerd Street after a while. We had the three in place of the E for a long time.
Very slick, by the way. I like that. I like that. When I first saw that, I was like, wow, that was smooth. I mean, great name.
Thank you. So basically, you know, we had our humble beginnings on North 3rd in No Libs. And the reality was, Vince, that we were, you know, we're in a 6,000 square foot facility with only about 50 PCs and a handful of consoles. We had a lot of folks that would come in, and frankly, we needed more space. So we started looking around in and around the city for different potential places to plant our flag and have our flagship land center, which we call Localhost. And we ended up coming across this really, really cool building at 401 North Broad. And for anybody that isn't familiar, it's a couple blocks right north of Broad and Vine, where Roman Catholic is. It's actually directly across the street from the old Inquirer and Daily News building.
Okay.
If you're familiar. And it is just a massive building, right? And it actually takes up an entire city block, which is kind of where we landed on The Block. We also figured whenever we would have a new employee come aboard Nerd Street Gamers, we always sent out a note that said, welcome to The Block. So that was part of it too. But we decided to really look at this building and examine the fact that, hey, you know, this building is over 1.3 million square feet. Like I said, it's an entire city block. Fun fact, it also actually has its own zip code, 19108.
Okay, because I saw that in the video, and I was like, this can't possibly be true. And then I looked it up on Matt, so I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. It actually has its own zip code. That's so cool.
Yeah, we're making sure that everybody memorizes 19108. So, you know, it's pretty cool. But the building itself, it's a historic building, and we are actually going to be on multiple floors. So the street level, the first level, right at the corner of Broad and Callahill, is going to be our retail space, essentially our land center, what we call Localhost. And that is going to be our flagship facility for the, you know, not just the city, but for the entire nation as we expand. This is going to be sort of the mothership. And we plan on having between 100 and 120 high-end PCs and all the peripherals that any gamer would desire down there. We're also going to have a full studio, a production studio, control room, and a lot of other different things that, you know, I'm sure you guys will find out in time. But we're really, really excited to welcome the public, really, in the Localhost. We're also going to be on the second floor of this building, which they refer to as the mezzanine, and that's going to be a training center. And when I say training center, a lot of people ask, well, you know, what's that about? You know, how does that translate to esports? Well, when you think about a lot of the pro esports teams that are currently out there, you have the Overwatch League. Now the Call of Duty League is getting bigger and bigger. You know, we want to be able to be a destination, and I'm not just saying Nerd Street, but we want Philadelphia to be a destination to attract these huge pro esports events. I'm not sure if you remember back in February, I believe it was, before, you know, everything happened with COVID, the Fusion actually hosted a homestand up at the Met on North Broad.
Yeah.
So that event was, you know, pretty incredible for anybody that attended. And the Met is obviously a beautiful venue. But, you know, if we're being honest, from a training standpoint, you know, people don't realize when the Fusion hosts a homestand, it's not just the Fusion playing another team. There's between 8 and 12 teams that are attending the singular venue for an entire weekend. So, you know, you have other teams that need places to train while they're actually not playing and competing. So this training center could really serve as, call it a practice facility, for any number of teams that are visiting from out of town. Could obviously serve for our hometown teams. In addition, it could serve as a training center for a lot of the local universities that are getting involved with esports. I mean, right now, you know, one of the great things about the block is it's a subway stop or two away from Temple. And the fact that Temple is really getting into esports. Temple, Drexel, they've been great partners, and we certainly expect them to use this training center as well. So that's going to be the second floor. And then the fifth floor, finally, of the building up top is going to become our office, our Nerd Street world headquarters. And we're just so happy to, you know, be born and bred in Philly and keep our headquarters here. So.
Yeah, so the whole thing sounds really incredible. I mean, the access and everything. I'm glad, by the way, you made that analogy earlier to the idea of what sports used to be and setting up that infrastructure and everything. And I think you're so on point with that because, for example, I always go back to people when I'm trying to explain it. I always think of football where, like, you look at the NFL now and it's just this multi-billion dollar institution, right? It's just it's a massive pillar of society. But for the NFL, like 100 years ago, they were just guys working part-time at a factory that also happened to play football. Like, it was a wide-open world, and the NFL was able to just get in that space, dominate that space, and really grow and become part of the U.S. as we know it. So, like, for esports to be at this juncture, for you guys to be blowing up like this in Philly is just such a cool thing. And so being front row of this is really awesome, and I'm glad we could get you for a couple of minutes here. Pete Powell of Nerd Street Gamers. Pete, thanks so much.
Vince, thank you so much for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.